Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Rundown, your quick stop for the biggest entertainment news you might have missed last week from the Front Row Network on NPR Illinois. A dark cloud hanged over the weekend as the shocking news of the death of Chadwick Boseman at the age of 43 reverberated throughout the entertainment world. Boseman had been secretly battling stage 3 and 4 colon cancer since 2016. Boseman's legacy is immense, from his incredible portrayals of Jackie Robinson, James Brown, and Marvel's Black Panther King T'Challa. The entertainment world has been pouring out their tributes, and the network will be releasing a special episode honoring the life and work of Chadwick Boseman later today. Movie releases are starting to trickle back into the slowly reopening theaters across the U.S. and the world. While not yet released in the U.S., Christopher Nolan's Tenet took in an estimated $53 million in its first weekend of international release. Stateside, it was the long and limbo New Mutants that took the top spot, with an estimated $7 million on just over 2,400 screens. For a full box office breakdown, check out our restarted Box Office Minute series. Last night were the MTV Video Music Awards, one of the biggest nights in the music industry, boasted some unforgettable performances and some big winners. Video of the Year went to The Weeknd's Blinding Lights. Lady Gaga won Artist of the Year. Gaga and Ariana Grande's Rain on Me took home Song of the Year. And Best New Artist went to Doja Cat. A couple of new release dates to let you know about. First, The King's Man has officially moved from its September 18th release date and will now release nationwide on February 26, 2021. And Pixar's Luca has officially staked its release claim to June 18th, 2021. Staying in the Disney lane, the studio has released its first image of their upcoming animated feature, Raya and the Last Dragon. Voiced by Kelly Marie Tran, this is the story of an evil force that threatens the fictional kingdom of Kumandra. Raya and her trusty steed Tuk-Tuk must leave their heartland's home and track down the last dragon to help stop the villainous Droon. Raya and the Last Dragon is set to release on March 12, 2021. And finally, Netflix has officially greenlit a Resident Evil television series. Based on the legendary video games, the series will consist of 8-hour-long episodes and will have Andrew Dabb as showrunner and Brown and Hughes as executive producer and directing the first 2 episodes. The story will be an alternating timeline flow detailing a family's move to Raccoon City and the ramifications of the deadly virus 10 years later. Let's wrap it up with a quick rundown of the newest trailers to drop. CBS All Access gave us our first look at the Stephen King miniseries adaptation of The Stand. Starring Whoopi Goldberg, Alexander Skarsgård, James Marsden, Amber Heard, and Greg Kinnear, the miniseries is set to drop on December 17th. Netflix was busy with trailer drops this week. First was the horror sequel The Babysitter Killer Queen, which is set to drop on September 10th and returns the original's cast. Next was the miniseries The Queen's Gambit, starring Anya Taylor-Joy as a young chess prodigy, set to drop on October 23rd. And finally, we got our first look at Mike Flanagan's highly anticipated Haunting of Hill House follow-up, The Haunting of Bly Manor, set to drop just in time for Halloween on October 9th. Thanks for checking out The Rundown. For more from the Front Row Network, including all of our dozens of shows, our articles, and interviews, visit nprillinois.org or search for us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram with the Front Row Network, and follow us on Twitter at Front Row Reviews with a Z.